Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Mayor Luke Bronin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you morning. Doing, guys?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this beautiful morning. I'm doing great. I'm doing great because Willie Nelson's coming down tomorrow.
So you're going?
Yeah, I'm going.
Will you be backstage to meet Willie?
I don't know. I mean, they were here 3 years ago, and I did not get to meet Willie, which was, you know, a great disappointment. But I got to see him, which was, pretty good.
Yeah. You're a big music fan. So, have you talked to Jimmy Coplick?
I mean, this is a hell of a
lineup. Have you talked to
I've talked to Jimmy Coplick quite a bit. I actually saw him yesterday. We had a little event yesterday just highlighting it. You know, it is a big deal. Farm Aid is a national event, and they don't usually come back to the same city very often, and they definitely don't come back to the same city in just a few years. So, you know, they had their concert here in 2018. They had their concert somewhere else in 2019. They didn't have it last year, and they're back this year, and that's pretty cool. We're really proud of that. And so I know this is a tribute to Jimmy because he's, you know, hugely respected and runs a great operation there.
Yeah.
But, you know, as a city, we're also really excited.
Were you backstage last time?
I was backstage briefly, yeah.
What did it smell like?
Well, these days it smells like, you know, any public park or or other place you may be walking.
So. Or parts of the Capitol. Yeah.
We were talking to Jimmy yesterday, and he said because the staggering, you know, because it's an all-day thing, you're going to have people coming in all day, so it won't be like that big surge of traffic. So that's a good thing.
Well, that's one of the really amazing things about the day tomorrow. I mean, I think it starts at noon and goes all day long, but there's an unbelievable lineup. And the music is great, but there's also a lot around it. There's a local food village where you can get some really good food made with local produce. And, you know, the point of Farm Aid, Willie Nelson started it, I don't know, 35 years ago, was to highlight and support local farming and family farms. And that was important then. It's important now. It's a huge part of climate action and being more responsible and building a more responsible agriculture system. But the way they do it is really neat because they highlight the local produce of people in the area where they have the concert. So it's great for Connecticut because you got a lot of Connecticut farmers who are able to supply the concert tomorrow and who also get support in the wake of it because they give a lot of financial support after the concert.
If you live along the shoreline or close, you don't think of Connecticut as a farming state, but you drive north and man, we have
miles of farms,
like 5,500 farms in Connecticut. Did you know that?
Yeah. I broke down for the ones.
You've got amazing, you know, farmers markets almost every weekend. We were out in Coventry a couple of weeks ago, which is one of the best farmers markets. But the other thing that we like about having this in Hartford is that it highlights that farming is not just in the rural areas, and actually more and more urban farming is becoming an important part of the food system.
It's really true.
We don't yet have the sort of the vertical farms in Hartford, but there are a lot of cities where vertical farming is emerging as a really efficient way of producing
on the
great
wall.
Produce. Well, we do have
weed.
Yeah, no, it's actually you can. Well, I was thinking in my head, how long is it going to take for him to get to that?
That's AJ's job.
I've been sitting here waiting.
No, but he's right though. The stuff that's being grown in the inner cities mostly weed, right?
No, I mean there's that, but there's also a lot of other kinds of produce. You can actually grow, you know, lettuces and other types of produce faster and more efficiently indoors than you can outdoors in a lot of times.
Okay.
Now, there's a lot of advanced technology in it.
Yeah.
Using But lice, the aquaponics, you can get turnover and have multiple crops.
I got you. But the reality is the square footage for property in the inner city, just it doesn't make sense when you make 5 cents off of a head of lettuce.
I mean, some brownstone lettuce.
I'll shoot you some examples so we don't have to argue on the air.
I will never argue with you.
No, of course not.
We're conversing.
The point is just that what's great about Farm Aid is that they have, some of the best musicians, country musicians,
yes,
around the world coming to this, but also that it really is for a good cause and that it supports farmers who are doing great work.
Oh, man, I just got a text from Jimmy Koplik. You know, Sturgill Simpson won't be able to make it.
Yeah, I know. He won't be there.
He wants me to ask you if you could fill that spot.
Nice.
So he knows.
Oh, Jimmy, you've got to be careful what he offers.
You'll do it.
You got to do like an undercover boss in the parking lot.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Walk around, right. Entertain.
On the back of a pickup truck.
Talk to the tailgaters.
Cool.
Just so they know that you're ready.
You guys going to be there?
I will not. I'll be at the Durham Fair. There's lots of things to do in the state tomorrow.
Yep.
So
we're going to be covering the other part.
Yeah. I'm not a music festival guy either. I get impatient. I don't want to be anywhere. One spot for too long. I'm lazy. I don't want to, walk around. I'm boring.
Yeah. And I don't have a ride.
You know what I mean? I'll go to see one band, and somewhere in the middle of the show, I'll be like, all right, I'm ready for the last couple songs now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, Durham's not too far away, and if Sturgill Simpson isn't coming, then my set should be around 5 o'clock. So
cool.
If you want to come and join, then maybe we can do a little duet.
I will bet you that I could call Jimmy and get you, one song stage time.
I'll play the washboard.
Well, can I say, the last time I was there, what I did get to do, which was a life-changing experience, was go on at the end and sing the encores with the 75 other people who were up there doing it.
But really?
Yeah, but you stood out. I heard you.
Get to go on.
That's
and
cool.
Sing "This Land Is Your Land" with Willie Nelson, which will probably go down as one of the top 3 days of my life when all said and done.
Top three? What's the other? Married and a Child?
Right, that too.
For the record, yes.
Talking to us, yes.
Good decision.
What you should do...
He's doing that for his own safety.
What he should do is print a proclamation for Willie on a large rolling paper.
That's actually a good idea.
He would love it.
No, but if you write up a proclamation for Willie, you'll get in front of Willie.
There you go.
Then other things might happen
that I have to explain.
You're right.
Oh, you're good. Don't worry.
You're right. Did you ever smoke?
What I'm trying to do, I've been trying to get Willie Nelson to go visit the Mark Twain house while he's here. But so far, I'm waiting for Jimmy to come through on that if he's listening.
Wow. Did you ever smoke when you were in college? Like everybody did, right?
You've asked me this like 3 times. I have.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to in Hartford.
No, what happens is the reason why...
I don't now, obviously, but I have.
He's running Hartford.
Right? Give me that goddamn joint.
No, the reason why I ask you all the time is because, we have different listeners at different times, and, we're just talking over here.
Yeah, just,
Do you have any weed facilities in Hartford, like growing facilities?
We don't yet. We've got a medical dispensary, but we welcome the production and growing here. We actually changed our zoning a few years ago so that it would be as of right, meaning they don't need to get special approval to put a growing facility or a production facility here. We knew that change was coming, and we support it. So we've done that. We're in conversations with a whole bunch of people. But the licensing process and the implementation of this new law is going to take a while. So
right.
I think we probably will see some things come here, but we haven't yet.
Gotcha.
When are you up for re-election if you run? Is it this time, this November?
No, thankfully. No, I'm not up till, if I run again, it will be in 2023, which... since these days, every year feels like 7 years.
Yeah.
A lot of time away.
What's that like? Is that taking clicking time off your life there? Is it stressful?
I feel it.
Yeah.
I feel about 22 years older than when I started here.
Yeah. COVID. right? I mean, being the mayor of a major city during a 100-year pandemic is has to be very stressful and take some wind out of your sail.
Well, I wouldn't say takes wind out of your sail, but it has not been dull. But when I came in, the city of Hartford was effectively bankrupt, and we battled through the fiscal crisis and worked hard to get it on track. We had a baseball stadium
yeah.
that was completely off the rails and had to battle to get that on track. There was a lot of firefighting that we did coming in nearly 6 years ago, and that took a couple of years to get things going. And what was so frustrating about COVID is that coming into 2020, this city really had a huge amount of momentum, and we had a tremendous amount of energy and activity and investment coming in. We were starting to fire on all cylinders.
Really?
And then smack into the COVID wall. And, it's been 18 months of the plague
yeah.
and all the things that came with that, right? That's
horrible
okay.
on every level. We were losing yeah. lives. We were, the economy was in the toilet. We didn't know where the bottom was. It was a feeling I never felt in my life. I didn't know I didn't know if the country was going to come apart and we'd all be living out in the woods. My recollection is that people were moving out of Connecticut before COVID, and that was one of the bright spots, if there is one, that people realized you could work from home and Connecticut's a better place to live.
It's true that population trends statewide were not heading in a good direction and reversed because of COVID. There's no question about that. But it's also true that in Hartford, we were seeing the first privately financed construction in decades. And you were seeing a tremendous amount of residential development in the downtown. I mean, in the last census, the population in downtown Hartford grew by 50%.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, the city as a whole didn't, but one of the things that we've been working on is trying to create that residential density in the downtown so that it's not always a 9-to-5 office park. And that becomes even more important in the wake of COVID because you've got office buildings that are going to be more empty than they were.
Yeah.
So that residential development, we're really focused on keeping that going and accelerating it. But we did have a lot of that energy coming into the pandemic. We had, yard goats drawn at people. We got our soccer team in. You had a bunch of arts and culture. You had residential development. You had companies moving into the city for the first time in a long time.
Who knew?
But
you know what I mean? Like who? I knew it would be good. I didn't know it would be so great. Like that thing is almost the way
you can. When you can have the worst record in the league and the best attendance in the league, that says something about the experience
yeah.
of the game.
Nice.
And the experience
are
the
you
city.
Using that to pitch hockey teams? Like, hey, there's a fan base here.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a pretty powerful statement that you've got multiple nights this year when a Double-A baseball team in Hartford, Connecticut is drawing more of a crowd than MLB teams around the country.
Right. Great point. What about the XL Center? Any plans to fix that up?
Next time you get the governor on, ask him about it.
Okay.
I got to tell you, I was with the governor. We were like eight of us in a room. It was the governor, Jimmy Koplik. It was Howard, the developer of the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport.
Yep.
And the first thing the governor did was looked at Howard and Jimmy and said, what about the XL Center? What are your thoughts? So it's on his mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know it is. And we've had a lot of conversations about it. Look, I think at the end of the day, it's a state facility that the state's going to have to put some resources into it because it hasn't been upgraded in 40 years. And if we want to have a competitive venue, you got to invest in it. It's just the bottom line. I think there was a big opportunity missed by not doing that during the pandemic when it was shut down anyway.
Oh, but, right.
We are where we are. You got to get it done. Otherwise, you're going to have a rusting crate, a hulk of steel and concrete in the center of the capital city venue that's drawing a lot of people again.
Yep.
It would have been weird, though, for the governor during a 100-year pandemic say, yeah, you know what we're going to do? We're going to fix up this XL Center. That would have been weird.
Yes, it would have.
I don't know. I mean, would it have been weirder than building a new hockey rink in stores, which is happening right now?
Okay, that's a good point.
I think it's one of those things that it's just the investment's been delayed for so long, but it doesn't get better with time. And you just got to bite the bullet and get it done because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. I remember the New Haven Coliseum as that, slowly declined. It was, can we get the axe in there that'll bring the people in there? And
right.
that was the deal there. Yep. So, well, look, you got a big show tomorrow, so I'm going to let you go because I know you got to start practicing and tuning
Maybe I'll go over to try to warm up at the Durham Fair. Yeah, maybe
yeah.
I'll see you.
Yeah, he has rider ready.
Put new strings on your guitar.
He's got a couple of rider
ready.
Yep.
And, Luke Bronin. Isn't that a great country name, by the way?
It is.
Luke Bronin.
That says country right there.
Record label would say change that.
My middle name is Aaron, so I always figured if I ever got more than 100 listeners, then I would shift to Luke Aaron.
Nice.
That also works.
Aaron. Luke Aaron. Bronin's cool, though. That's a tough, that's a rancher name, Bronin.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yep. Fisticuffs and everything.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. Congratulations on a big concert coming to your city. This may be top three weirdest dumbass news stories we've ever done.
Yeah. So bizarre.
Well, it's one thing to steal a leg, but then you strap it to your head.
Yeah, like what? Is that like something like dangling off it, like a carrot to lead him forward?
Towards the toes.
Like you do. That was not a flubble.
That was a flubble.
That was not a flubble.
Yes, it was.
No. It was called I Was Thinking Out Loud. It's a big difference. A flubble's a That's a flubble.
It's called I Was Thinking.
Yes. When you think out loud, you kind of Shatner-esque, I'm thinking as I'm talking. There's a pause. So back to legs.
Most people think while they talk.
So, okay, legs strapped to the head.
Yes. Kevion Hooks was arrested for an armed robbery in which he took a prosthetic leg from the victim.
A legged robbery instead of an armed robbery.
You know what's interesting about that is, the guy's not going to catch you.
Right. No.
There's no chase happening.
It's like taking the keys out of a car.
Right.
You know. It's like, I'm taking your leg, and I'm just going to walk away. Yeah. I don't even have to run now.
I got no legs down on court. We're good.
According to Tulsa police, the victim stated that Hooks came up to him with a large metal spike.
Ah!
Really? Rather than with a spike?
Here's a guy who can't even afford his own tools.
Exactly right. So he's going to hock the leg for a knife or a gun.
Couldn't steal a knife from someone.
Right. Just go to a steakhouse and just pocket one.
Yeah.
Then walk away.
Right.
At least
you don't even
have
to buy a steak. Just go to a diner and grab a knife.
Exactly. Sit down at the restaurant. When they go to get your food, you just kind of grab one of the knives and leave.
Like, if you're going to be a professional thief, at least get some tools.
Yeah, have your own tools. It's required.
So he took the victim's backpack and also the victim's prosthetic leg.
Which is just rude.
Those are worth some money, though.
They
right?
are.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Here's the interesting thing. Hooks even asked the victim the worth of each item he was selling.
Oh, really?
Or stealing.
Huh.
So he could sell it.
Huh.
How much is this backpack worth? How about the leg? Give me the leg.
Right.
Come on, man. I need this. I only have two.
Yeah.
And this one's really not great.
Just take the backpack. Yeah.
Right.
Those are all 100% custom made. But it's got to fit your exact height. It's got to fit whatever joint it's hooking into exactly right. Like there's really no one else that can use it. That's the thing.
I can't imagine going into a pawn shop saying, you know, I was thinking about having a third leg.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, not for nothing, but couldn't you also hock it for the metal?
What era are you from?
Well, I mean, there is some metal in it, right? It's got to be some pretty. I've seen them with where it's just metal. I've seen the guy on the side of the road with the sign saying homeless with a leg.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Just the metal.
The metal itself,
that comes off.
Exactly. All that stuff in there, yeah.
Okay.
That's got to be like some kind of like pretty good steel or something like that. So maybe that's why it's sort of a scrap metal.
Mm.
So you can't walk into a pawn shop and say, I want to get rid of this.
Yeah.
Just a thought. I'm trying to think like a thief over here.
Right. I just don't think you're walking to like a scrap metal yard, handing over a leg, and they go, oh, great, thank you.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
Yeah. No questions asked.
I don't think so.
Yeah. A shifty one would.
Well, at least he's trying to be an educated salesperson, knowing the value of each item before he walks in to try to sell them.
I don't want
to
guess.
Right.
Well, he didn't want to get ripped off.
No.
Yeah. I'm stealing. It's taking me some time to steal these items. I don't want to get robbed.
Yeah, I want to go to sell this one. Make sure I get top dollar. Yeah.
Literally ripping someone else off.
Aisle.
When Hooks was apprehended, they found him with the victim's leg strapped to his head.
See, that's the part I need explaining. Why is it strapped to his head?
Was he wearing it like a hat?
Right. Like sticking straight up? Imagine lightning strike at that moment.
His head perfectly fit inside the cone of the leg.
Right, with the leg sticking up.
And he was trying to hide under it like a traffic cone.
Everybody thought it was a Picasso. Picasso!
Like kind of a weirdo unicorn.
Yeah.
Maybe his arms were full.
Hey, there's a conversation piece. Conversation going on. What's with the leg in your head? Maybe
maybe he wanted to do somersaults.
Right.
Or maybe,
or maybe some kind of weird yoga.
Mm.
Right. Why don't you lift your leg over your head?
Worth?
Yeah.
I don't know, $30,000? Ah, quit pulling my leg.
Yeah. I will.
Sorry, I had to get that one out.
That's using the head. Yep.
I like that.
Or maybe he was kicking himself in the head.
Right, yeah.
Right. Ain't that a kick in the head? Yeah.
That is so weird.
Yeah, that's a bizarre one.
It's the most obvious place. Maybe he was just trying it. Well, no one will notice it if I just put it on my head.
I would let him go free if he just explains the rationale behind strapping this to your head.
You'd let him go.
Yeah, I'll be like, just, you know what, just, see, it's even if you just let us know why you did this. Why you thought this was a good idea.
The first thing you have to do is take a picture, because no one's going to believe it.
Oh, yeah, for the mugshot.
Like, all right, hold on right there. Don't move.
Yeah, smile. I don't care.
The mugshot.
Right. He seemed a lot
taller. Hard to get him in the car with that leg on his head.
I know.
Yeah, really.
The cop has nothing to push down before he arrests him.
Like, yeah, he can't anyway, yeah.
Right, the hand on the head.
Right.
Now, the leg of a shoe.
Right, yeah. You need a convertible.
Police say they took the leg off of his head and gave it back to the victim.
And the cop said, now I said, hands above your head.
Ashley had something happen to her.
Yeah, so a couple of days ago, so we got a new neighbor, right? And he's always been so nice, and I don't...
You got a new neighbor a couple of days ago?
Well, no, a few months ago, but this occurrence happened a couple of days ago, and he's always been so nice, and I'm sorry, I do not know his name, but he's always been really nice. Okay, like the wave neighbor, hey neighbor, like thanks for being so awesome.
Did you walk over and say welcome to the neighborhood?
My name is Ashley.
I waved.
Bring a casserole or something?
Right. Yeah. Or cake?
No, nobody does that.
Antimans.
But you wave.
Oh, no, people do that.
I have neighbors that do that.
You say hello.
Nice neighbors, right. Yeah.
And I live in a terrible place and they do that. So.
Exactly. Right.
We take turns mowing the patch of lawn in between our houses.
Mine brought me mad.
So no casserole. But...
Oh, so he's like right next door.
Oh, yeah. Like legit.
Like when
10
he
feet
sneezes,
away.
You yell out, God bless you.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah. You share a patch.
Yeah.
We do.
You have to fart
a grass patch.
You have to fart into a cushion. Yeah.
You have to close your bathroom window.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
You go like a pack of firecrackers. He'll know. Yes.
You go, he wipes.
Exactly, right.
So, and you never went over there and said, welcome.
Wow.
No, you wave.
You just waved them like you're famous. Like, hello.
You're stay away. Don't ever come over here.
It wasn't the screw in a light bulb queen famous wave. It was just like, hey, how you doing?
Look how lucky you are to know me.
That also means stay away.
And he's been there for a couple months?
Yeah, I've been there for a couple months. And a very important part of the story is that he spoke with Eric. He told Eric he was a real estate agent. I am convinced.
That old line?
Oh, no, that's great.
I am convinced he's an undercover cop.
Oh.
Why?
He has a very large black SUV that's souped up, and it has bars in the back windows. So I'm convinced.
That's to keep folks like you in.
What do you think about that, Pat?
Well, the black SUV, that's everyone's got those.
No, they're...
No, I know the black bars, that part...
The bars.
Could it might be a lot of different things. I don't know, if he is an undercover cop, that's a bad job as being
true.
An undercover cop.
That
He's got
true.
Bars in his car.
Right.
So I mean, he may have that for animals. He may
Does have
that
dog?
For...
No.
Maybe he traffics
maybe he
people. I don't... There's... Whatever he's doing, I would think
wild?
Undercover cop can't be. He could be regular cop, but right. You're undercover. You don't show the bars.
No.
I've never seen him in a uniform. I've never seen him. You know, he's
You've
working on.
You only waved to him and you don't know his name.
Right.
I like how you've already figured out that he's lying to you.
Yes.
Yeah, what he's lying about is being a real estate agent, because I know everyone on Facebook says they are. They take one picture, they took one class, and they aren't. They just watch this old house or something like that, and then they think they know something.
Have you ever seen him in a blazer or a button-down shirt?
No.
How's he dressed normally?
Okay.
T-shirt, shorts. He's always working on cars in the driveway, like tinkering. He's a car guy.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
So maybe he thought
Young
it was cool
guy.
To put bars in a car.
Young guy.
Young guy.
See, a real estate agent would be kind of busy.
Yeah,
you'd be tinkering all
the time. Yeah, not tinkering. No.
I can't take any of these details because, as Pat mentioned, doesn't even know his name.
Right.
So it's like, we can't even get the basics. Like, this is all just surmising and no one knows.
I don't know his name.
He's been living there for months.
Right.
Yes.
And she doesn't even know his name. 10 feet away from her property.
Right.
But he knows about the inside of his car. Right.
You can see them. They're, with
if
my
you're
own eyes.
A lot, I don't know about the inside of my neighbor's car. I know their names, though.
Whose eyes would you be using except your own, weirdo?
I don't have to see the inside. You can see the bars.
Okay.
They're bars. I'm telling you.
Maybe he's a bail bondsman.
Maybe.
Okay.
Or, you know, for the really
maybe
tough
he's
customers.
A real estate agent and has some very unruly customers.
Right, exactly, right.
Or put the kids in the back.
It's a real hard sale, you know? So get out of his vehicle.
He has to get the drifters out.
Yes.
Before he shows
you can't get out of his vehicle.
Yeah. Something's going on with the car, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So a couple of days ago, you know, my camera gave me a notification on my phone. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, what motion detected? What is this? He deliberately walks up to the camera by my garage door, hold up a small white piece of paper, and I think he says, gotcha, bitch.
And he doesn't know your name, but that's what he calls you. You say hi, neighbor. He's like, oh, bitch next door.
That's his last name, gotcha, bitch.
Won't even ask my name.
It's Kevin Gotcha Bitch.
I love this guy, all right.
So in my head, I'm going, crap, he is an undercover cop. What did I do?
I know he got
because that's right. What undercover cops do. They yell, gotcha, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. You're smuggling ivory in your mouth.
Why would he have a catchphrase? What is it, Steve Urkel? Why would he?
I watched the video 50 times. I'm like, no, that's exactly what he's saying. Not realizing I can put the sound on.
Oh so you were just
oh my
reading.
God, really? God.
So I'm just trying to read his lips. I'm like, what did I? Did I make him angry? Like, was it my turn to mow the lawn and I didn't? And I turned the sound on. He goes, got your mail, and walked it over to the mailbox to put it in for us.
You must suck at charades, huh? Pictionary, done.
He's such an amazing neighbor, and I'm such a horrible neighbor, whoever
yes, you
are.
Yes,
I'm
you
sorry.
Are. Right.
And he won't be a great neighbor after this story.
No.
He knows your job. He's listening right now. Seriously? I'm an undercover cop.
Right. And I'm weird? Really?
Like, they're probably not even bars. It's probably just, like, cracks in the black of, like, the tinted windows or something like that. You think it's bars.
There are bars.
Were you in there?
No, but I can see. I can see through the
you
window.
You also thought it said something else on the note than it did. You're not good at seeing.
No, he said he held up.
No, you're seeing sucks.
He held up the white piece of paper to the camera deliberately and said, gotcha, bitch.
No, he said, I have your mail.
Right, right.
I'm a good guy.
You suck at lip reading.
Stop staring into the back of my car.
Right.
You're going to make friends with him now, and you're going to like ride to like a restaurant or something together. You're going to get in the back seat. The bars are going to go up, and he's going to look through them and go, gotcha, bitch.
Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Mark, the driver's ed instructor. Good morning.
Yes.
Is that Ashley in the background? Can you turn down your radio?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You got an annoying sound in your car.
Can't get enough, AJ. Can't
something's
get enough.
Wrong with your car.
There's something wrong with your car.
It's making a weird noise. A
clunky sound.
All right, go ahead, Mark.
Okay, well, I was driving. This is back in like the early summer. I was driving with a student through a back road in Madison. And we go around the curve, and there's a snake in the middle of the road, and you can see the back end of a chipmunk sticking out of his mouth.
Oh, no.
So the student stopped, and we're looking at it, because it was right in front of us. He goes, I don't want to run over it.
Why not?
So we stopped for a minute. So the snake just about had the chipmunk in the mouth, and a big black hawk, I swear it had a wingspan of like maybe 5 feet, swooped down, grabbed it right behind the head of the snake and flew off with it.
Now, did he get the chipmunk too? Did he get 2-for-1 meal or what?
It's a 2-for-1,
It was already in the snake.
Okay, cool. So he got the meal and dessert.
That's
nice.
Great. Yeah.
And when you say big black hawk, you have to say it really slow.
Jesus, AJ.
It was this huge hawk. It was a hawk.
It was a hawk.
Stop saying it. You know who's real mad about that story? The guy behind you guys in the car is just beeping because he doesn't see all the things. What are you doing? Why are you stopped in the middle of the road?
Yeah. Wouldn't you tell your student just to keep going or no?
Yeah. Maybe end the murder?
Yeah. I mean, maybe the pressure of the tire would have blasted that chipmunk out of the mouth.
No, but you're not thinking that. Well, I'm just thinking of, like, what Pat said.
Accident.
Stop. I've seen people stop for turtles crossing the road.
Yeah.
And you come around the corner, and there they are. I'm like, imagine being killed because you're trying to save a turtle.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, people have gotten
swerve
hit by
around,
cars. Exactly.
Keep going.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Unless there's a sign of a picture of a snake holding a chipmunk in its mouth saying crossing, you don't stop.
Yeah. It's like they have like three in like Mudus.
That's a great story, though. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
No ring cam.
Yeah,
you're okay.
Welcome.
Again, no ring cam.
That phone subject has taken a turn.
It was eaten by a hawk.
Yeah. Art in Norwalk.
Art? Yeah, this is Art. How are you?
Hello.
Art. Hello,
good morning.
Art.
Hi, Art.
Hey, I got a quick story for you regarding a good friend of mine unfortunately passed away last year.
Turn the blinker off. Sorry to hear that.
Sorry, man.
But, yeah, he owned a business called All About Bats and Wildlife in Norwalk. And last year, or maybe even been the beginning of this year, they made national news where they had video of one of his employees removing an owl from a chimney. I think it was up in Trumbull. And then taking the owl outside and releasing it. And it was just a beautiful video.
Oh, amazing. I think I remember that. Yeah.
This is ringing a bell.
Yeah. Yeah, took off.
Wait, what's that, AJ?
It took off, yeah. Ah. That's the sound of an owl's, you know, wings. Give me that noise.
I thought the owl was wearing flip-flops.
Actually, what happens is the owl makes that noise with his mouth. That's why you don't get much catch.
All right. Well, you have to wear special, like, clothes to do that, right? Because they can rip your arm right apart.
Yeah, they can.
Oh,
yeah.
Like the falcon people where they wear that thing on their arm?
Yeah. Yes.
It's not a quick story.
So that made national news?
Oh, yeah. It was even on Good Morning America as well.
It was a slow day.
I found it on a news website from Memphis. I'm just waiting for the video to load.
Well, you did say go national, so there you go.
Yeah. Wow. Yep.
Wow.
What town was this from?
It was Trumbull.
It was in Trumbull, I believe.
You have it, Phil?
Yeah, WTNH has it from last year, it looks like.
Hey, Art, thanks for calling, man. Appreciate it.
See, I thought it was going to turn around and say,
"You too." Good way to honor your friend.
Took the owl out, so he counts.
I thought the owl's going to be released, and then a hawk grabs it. That seems to be everybody else's story.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like, "Hey, I'm free. I'm dead."
I was going to shoot an arrow at the target. Also, you know, this hawk came over and took my arrow.
That is awesome.
Oh, isn't it?
Beg pardon?
Wow. It's the owl coming out of the chimney.
Oh,
that audio's terrible.
It scared me.
It's getting loud. Let's hope you can fly.
Now here's Phil's studio.
This sounds like a different kind of movie.
Thank you. Look at that too.
I thought the same
thing. I'm like, what's going on in Phil's studio?
We got the wrong video.
This is awesome. This is going to make you fly.
Right off.
Right.
Oh, so it was just a little clip.
Yeah.
And then they
built
a big news story around it.
Gotcha. Well,
so it's funny because he's inside. He's got like the head torch on where he's trying to look into the chimney so he can, and he's got his arms like just all the way up there. And then he just comes out with this beautiful owl.
Wow.
It's arms. It's wings.
Bubble montage.
Hang on.
This owl's got flip-flops, arms.
That's why the story went national. It was an owl with arms.
Right. A guy dressed up as an owl.
It was wearing a muscle shirt, too. Hey, how you doing?
He was robbing the house.
It's not owl. It's owl. How you doing?
Owl.
It's owl.
There's an owl in the room.
Sure.
Hooray. It's Al Pacino.
Owl.
Hooray.
Yeah. I'll never live that one down.
Nope.
I called 911 once and to report an owl in the road, and I left out the L. Said there was an owl.
An owl, right. You got a boo-boo,
right,
sir?
You should always call when there's an owl in the road.
Okay, so you have a boo-boo,
I'm
sir?
You didn't say that. Are you
I have
pain?
An owl.
We're sending a Band-Aid.
Who's injured? What happened?
Yeah. I have a brick house.
Wow.
Officer Kissy Boo Boo will be there soon.
Who's a big boy? Who's a big boy?
We should actually put that owl. Do you have it?
Sure, somewhere.
All right. We should put that owl in brick house.
Brick house.
Speaking of animals, have you seen this video of the gorillas at the Bronx Zoo?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. It's available on the Chaz and AJ Facebook page, by the way.
And...
Yeah, that's
that was of, Ashley.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. For God's sake, go outside next time.
I have not seen the video, but I've heard all about it. Mm-hmm. It's going super viral.
Yes, it is.
A bunch of parents and kids were checking out the gorilla exhibit at the Bronx Zoo the other day. One of the gorillas started giving another gorilla a favor.
Yes.
It's one hell of a favor.
Yes, it was.
Something adults might do on date night in a car.
For example, yes, or owe money. Yeah. Lost a bet, perhaps.
Here's the crowd reacting.
I'm going to keep recording. You don't look.
One lady's really enjoying her.
She really is.
Oh, yeah. She's like, this takes me back to last week.
I mean, it was unmistakable what was happening.
Oh, yeah. There's no way for a parent to, like, explain this.
Yeah, how would you explain it?
Right.
They clean each other for bugs.
Right. One fell, the other one fell into it.
With its face.
It was the most weirdest thing. How it stayed there for a while because it was embarrassed, so it hit its face for a while until you stopped looking.
Right.
So yeah.
That's where he gets the milk.
And the other gorilla, you know, wanted to hug it with its legs to make sure it was okay.
AJ explains adult concepts to children.
It's okay. It's I okay.
Like I love that bit. We should do that.
That's what I would do. Or just, you know, be like, you know, just eat a Twix.
Should write that down.
Need a moment?
So I feel like I dropped the ball here. My sister was at the Bronx Zoo last week. Just took a day trip with her daughter and her husband, my brother-in-law. And she goes, we stopped at the monkeys and they were cleaning each other's butts.
That's what they do.
Must have been raised.
You gotta get video of that.
It must have been raised time.
How do you get the taste out of your mouth?
Oh, eat the food.
That is something I would not do.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're gonna have a dirty butt.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, just like, you know, drag it on the ground like dogs do.
That's right.
Yeah, dogs got the right idea. Ruin
Use
the carpet.
A banana peel or something.
Ruin the carpet. Yeah, whatever it takes. Like grab another monkey's head and just wipe.
I'd like a monkey to sit on my shoulder.
Get the smaller monkey. Get over here. Yeah.
Play with my hair.
From now on, your name is toilet paper.
That means it's looking for bugs, Ashley.
Yes.
That'll help me out. That'll be great.
Ugh.
I missed something, didn't I? I'm too busy working on the monkey.
It wasn't just now. It was kind of in life in general.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah. I feel the love in this room.
Yeah. All right, so go see that video.
Yes, watch it.
It's on the Chaz and AJ Facebook.
Watch it with someone you love.
Jeez.
Take notes over here. Get a pen.
Well, clearly they're used to doing it.
Yeah.
They just don't care if people are watching.
Exactly, right. Well, you know, when you live, you know, like the world's your camera, you know, you're constantly being looked at. Yeah. What are you going to do? Are you going to not do things? Because right. Folks are looking?
Yeah. After a while.
The world is your camera.
Right.
That would be another t-shirt.
Okay. The world's your camera.
When the world is your camera.
The world's your camera.
You can't stop looking.
I'm going to write that down.
When the world's your camera, you can't stop looking.
Are you hating us right now?
I'm going to put you all in a gorilla cage. Yeah, some monkeys did some work over here.
When you see a dog in the mounting position.
Yes.
It's like in the upper position.
Right. The driver's seat.
And it's got its tongue hanging out and it just doesn't care.
Nope.
Does not care.
Can't
does
hear
not
anything.
Care. Right.
Now, you could be yelling at it, like, get off there. Get.
Nope, does not care.
Doesn't even look at you.
It's like, you know what? You can't compare what's going on right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Leave me alone.
Exactly right. Hey,
you could go tell me to lay down and sit and roll over, but not right now.
Later on, smack me in the face with a rolled up newspaper. I don't care right now. It's worth it. I got business. I got business to kill.
Something you don't understand.
Yeah. Get out of here.
The boss is out today, so it's pre-recorded.
Sorry, guys, that I couldn't be here this morning, but I don't care about this show at all. The Fugees reunited the other night. Who were the Fugees? I'm sorry, AJ, I know you don't know. But they are a famous hip-hop group from the 90s.
I know.
And they played together from the first
time. From the 90s? What's the 90s?
No, 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 90s.
Do you know any of their songs?
I don't know the song. I know of them, yes.
They did a remake of a very famous song. You don't remember?
Oh, was it?
It was a huge song.
I think I know it, but I'm not 100% sure. Mm. And I've had such a great track record today. I don't want to say it out loud and add to next week's football.
So that's
reel.
A no.
I know. Just
okay.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, AJ. I know you don't know.
Chef.
But they are a famous hip-hop group from the 90s, and they played together for the first time in 25 years, which got me thinking, what band do I want to see reunite, and more importantly, will it suck? I saw the Police
reunite. I know one of these bands has to be R.E.M.
Oh, yeah. Has to be.
They won't do it.
Nope.
Michael Stipe said no.
And we're grateful. Was slurping coffee?
No, that was me. Not commenting on Chaz's guess.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm going to guess R.E.M.
Right.
Who else? He doesn't care about Journey.
Yeah. No, he doesn't. No.
U2's
no.
Not.
Yeah, no. U2's never broken.
Right.
Motley Crue.
Okay, so it's going to be R.E.M. and four other bands we don't care about.
All right, okay. Good. All right.
I saw the Police reunite in 2007, and it sucked. Van Halen with David Lee Roth? Sucked.
Not
Guns
true.
N' Roses? Iffy. So here are the top five bands that I want to reunite, and whether or not it will suck. Number five, R.E.M.
Wow, no waiting in the bullpen for that one.
They will suck if they, and that's not going to happen.
Yes.
This is where I pause for all of you to say that they're lame and only losers like them.
Yeah.
Here's the pause. Go ahead.
I liked a few of their, what was that, the Orange, was it Orange Crush?
Yeah, Orange
what
Crush.
Am I thinking of?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Got my spine, got my Orange Crush, follow me, don't. Yeah, that was a good one. End of the World as We Know It was a good song.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
You can't, right. It's hard to sing that one.
All of their songs are like 2.5 minutes long.
Well, we all know that Everybody Hurts, Downer.
That's the only one that's not 2.5 minutes. Everybody. That's when everyone wishes was 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's we don't need 5:16 of that.
The folks in traffic sitting there like they want to like just, end it all. Yep.
Yeah. I'm Losing My Religion, and they do that too.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Right.
Yeah,
that's an A.
That's a good one.
Oh, that Man in the Moon song sucked.
Oh, I like that.
I liked it too.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Maybe I like the movie
Shiny
better.
Happy People. Bleh.
They don't even like that song.
Good.
Yeah. They hated that song.
Driver 8 was one of their better ones. That was the early days of R.E.M.
Stand.
What was that? What was that TV show that had, he was a paper boy. It was something Elliot, the comic...
Elliot.
Yeah. What was his name?
Phone Home.
I know you know. Just say.
Ouch.
Give me ouch in a second. Chris Elliott. Thank you. I thought of it.
You're welcome.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Now that you got that out of your system, REM original lineup playing only songs from 1994 to 1983. Nothing from 95 to 2007. Will it suck? No. I think Michael Stipe can still sing right.
No.
What the hell was that?
Do you do any work here?
No.
Did you research this list?
No.
That's definitely true. He does not.
No.
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 Can I have a raise?
No.
Thank you.
That sounds exactly like a...
Is anyone getting raises this year?
No.
Do you like this bit anymore?
No.
Oh, we have to
if they
in.
Don't do anything from the last 25 years, I think we're good.
No.
Number four, the Beastie Boys. MCA died a number of years ago. Does that stop, let's say, Kansas? No. So they're out on tour with a random. It's Mike D, Ad Rock, and said random. Will it suck? Oh, yes. The Beastie Boys were real iffy live to begin with. Turn the bass down. So much bass at those concerts. So now let's
wait. I thought this was the top five he wanted to see reunite.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. And then whether it would suck or not. Then
right.
Why would you want? All right, I'm confused. Does this list make sense?
Turn the bass down.
No,
that was not the right cue.
No. Yeah.
Hello.
I think this is maybe.
No.
There you go.
So now let's say it's Mike D, Ad Rock, and Eminem, who's a super fan. Will it suck? Yes. It will still suck, but at least it will be more interesting. Number three, Pink Floyd. This is the one everyone wants. David Gilmour, Roger Waters. They figure it out. They don't hate each other anymore. They tour stadiums for the first time since 1980. We all do acid. Will it suck? No.
No.
But there is a caveat. They will have secret musicians under the stage and a million backing vocals and all sorts of instruments to hide the fact that they can't do these songs right.
Oh, my God.
They won't tour and let it suck.
Oh, my God. Who's the word like caveat?
That makes me think of escargot. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think of caviar, yeah.
Oh, that's why.
Are we talking about anything that has to do with this list?
No.
Oh, is the list going on? Sorry.
Mm.
Number two.
Sorry. Yeah, anyway, I think that if Pink Floyd got back together, they would not hide the musicians under the stage. They'd be on stage with them. There'd be like 20 people on stage.
Yeah, the We Might Drop Dead tour.
Yeah.
It depends who's in control, because that'll be at the front. Then those players, and then the rest of the members of the actual Pink Floyd would be behind them.
The show will start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and end by 7.
No. I don't think David Gilmour misses the roar of the crowd.
Yeah. I know one is a major car collector now.
Roger Waters does, but not David Gilmour. No. And neither need the money.
They don't speak with each other. And if you go to like the official Pink Floyd website, which is, I guess, now owned by David Gilmour, there's no mention of Roger Waters at all. He's not even on the Pink Floyd website.
You can't even say water at all.
Well, they came out with The Wall. It was a big, big album. And then Roger Waters eventually left and then sued the band for the name. And it was a brutal lawsuit. And obviously, David Gilmour and the band won. And they never
hurt feelings since that day. Never got over it. They don't even speak.
No.
Should do a faster version of a song with a band called Punk Floyd. That'd be pretty cool. Punk Floyd.
That's actually a great idea.
Number two, Led Zeppelin. Jimmy Page, John Bonham's kid, and John Paul Jones will be awesome. It's Robert Plant that I worry about. So think of those Guns N' Roses shows. The music is awesome. And then Axl Rose starts singing, and it all goes to hell. So Slash is great, everything's great, and then, oh no, stop singing. That's what this will be. Will it suck? Sadly, yes. And number one, Nirvana. Now wait, Kurt Cobain is Nirvana. Not under my reunited plan. Dave Grohl and Chris Novoselic, and then a touring band of random singers from terrible grunge bands of the 90s. Guy from Local H, You Do Come As You Are, 7 Mary 3 Dude, Heart-Shaped Box, Toadies Guy, Lithium, Gavin Rosdale of Bush, you get 4 songs, because you're a name. Wes from Puddle of Mud, you get all apologies. Will it suck? Not a chance. It's a great idea.
It's a mess.
And those are my top 5 bands that should reunite. Whether or not they'll suck.
He's had a lot of dumb ideas, but I feel like this is a top 5 dumb idea.
Oh, yeah.
I've known him forever, 10 years.
Did you do a list?
So no.
That guy, Wes, from Puddle of Mud, kind of infamously did cover a Nirvana song. It was so bad. The YouTube video that was hosted by like the organization that allowed him to do this had to take it down because the comments were so bad.
Really?
So there's just little clips that are left on the internet now. Like, this is a mistake. You can't let that guy do any Nirvana ever now.
And you can't have anyone sing Kurt Cobain's part. What the closest thing I think you could do is if Foo Fighters did like a medley.
Yeah.
And they would be able to get away with
that
it
because
he was
sense.
In the band.
Yeah.
Dave was there. Pat Smear, who's also with the Foo Fighters, with Nirvana, is there.
Right.
And then you just bring on Chris and you just play some of the Nirvana songs.
And have Dave sing. He can obviously do the scream.
Yes. Definitely can.
Yes, he can.
All right. Thanks for nothing, boss.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.